Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. The 9th Berlin Biennale, curated by New York-based media collective DIS, can feel a bit self-congratulatory, so it's fitting that the refrain of the first musical number of the Biennale performance, How to Disappear in America, is just... This mini echo chamber is a pretty good mirror, both of this specific performance and the festival in general. In How to Disappear in America, artists A. Arakawa, Dan Postan, and Stefan Cherepnin adapt an art book by conceptual artist Seth Price. They turn it into a lip-synced karaoke musical about two idealists who run away together to become cyber artichoke data farmers. In fact, it's a copy of a copy. Seth Price himself pirated and mashed up 60s counterculture manuals with internet texts about surveillance. Is this whole thing a big art world inside joke? Here's the performance's director, artist A. Arakawa.
Yeah, I think musical is very global product. It's appropriation of pre-existing commercial form fits very well to this curation of this biennale.
I should explain that DIS aren't actually curators. This mega show of 50 artists, which runs until September, is their first curatorial project ever. On a nearby terrace, there's an open-air gym, sponsored by Nike, where open workouts will be held throughout the summer. Dan Posten, who adapted the script, describes the environment at the Akademie der Kunst on Pariser Platz.
It's hard to focus in one way. You can see, just, you know, looking outside, four different exhibitions at least, and all of these reflections too. So where does this world of art performance begin or end?
So in that, where do you place How to Disappear in America, with its amateur actors lip-syncing to a CD of their own pre-recorded voices, which is available for sale at the end of the show? Is there any way out of this ironic and meta post-internet world towards something more, I don't know, real?
It's almost that question form at the end of the musical.
So once you're really trying to disappear, the pain is real. The sacrifices are real. In the 70s context, the sleeping in the rain, that's very real. It's a fantasy at one level, but it's not a fantasy that only has to do with pleasure.
Maybe the characters, grating and inarticulate as they are, capture the spirit of the performance and the Biennale best.
We never talked about why we are both running. Pretty amazing we are both running from something. And something is something.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.